This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Our current series concerns the practice of cover cropping to rebuild soil health while providing livestock forage and safeguarding topsoil. On today's episode, we're talking specifically about cover cropping in times of drought. The Thompson Farm and Ranch straddles the Kansas-Nebraska line, and Norton County, Kansas, is the fourth county east of Colorado. Drought in this region was entering its fourth year when I talked to Michael Thompson, who farms with his brother and dad.
We're entering in year number four of below average rainfall, and the last couple years have been pretty tough.
The Thompsons farm 2,300 acres no-till and grow dry land wheat and corn. They run cow-calf on another 2,300 acres of grassland. They went no-till in 2000. Several years ago, Michael got interested in cover cropping instead of continuing to leave a field fallow.
Dad gave me the poorest 25 acres on the farm, some eroded side hill that had been constantly in hayland. And I started with 12 heifers and 25 acres of farm ground and another 40-acre pasture. And both were in pretty bad shape. So Dad kind of gave me the worst and said, let's see what you can do with this. And after toying with it for about a year and a half, he liked what he saw and I liked what I saw. So we expanded it.
The second year, they went to 120 acres of diverse planting of cover crops and have expanded cover cropping each year. About 95% of their land is highly erodible.
It's rather hilly, most of it, terraced land. Where it has been highly erodible land and has been tilled in the past, we have a lot of lower organic matter side hills. That's kind of how we got into no-till and then eventually got into cover cropping, trying to build our soils up to have a little higher organic matter and be a little more productive.
The drought was just getting its legs when Michael planted that first cover crop, hoping to provide some forage for the herd.
Do we fallow and go buy a whole bunch of expensive hay, or do we try to plant a cover crop and hope we get at least the ground covered and maybe even grow some forage? I went out with a drill. It basically was drilling into dust. I mean, it literally was. There was very little moisture. I didn't have any hopes for it. We did it just because I kept my cost low. It was $15 an acre, and that was pretty much what we'd spend on chemical fallow expense anyway.
That first cover crop surpassed his expectations. It yielded 3.2 tons per acre. Even the worst of it produced a ton per acre. So even in drought, it provided forage. And, says Michael Thompson, that one summer's planting of cover crop changed the soil.
Because we had places that would always pond, and last fall we happened to get a 3.5-inch rain event. We didn't get ponding in the channels of the terraces anymore. I feel like it started infiltrating, and the ground was mellow. It was way better seedbed than if we would have just chemical fallowed.
Still, as dry as it is, as dry as it's been,
so many people you hear, you know, oh, it's so dry, we can't take away from our cash crop. We need to keep it in fallow. And this year especially, a lot of the people that were fallowing, we saw so much dirt blowing in our area, and tons of topsoil were lost to the wind. So many people don't figure up what's the cost of losing your nutrients and losing your topsoil.
And Michael Thompson at Almena, Kansas, where in an average year they get maybe 18 inches of rain, says from his own experience, he just hasn't taken very much of a yield hit when he's replaced a fallow field with a cover crop.
We personally have never cost ourselves more than 10 bushels on wheat yields from what we were raising before to what we're raising now. We've never really cost ourselves much of a yield penalty for raising cover crops. If we did cost ourselves, those 10 bushels have easily been made up with forage through our cattle.
Your local NRCS office can help you develop a soil health management plan and find conservation programs that work for you. Hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. On the web at playacountry.org.